Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 12, and as always, every Wednesday, I'll be answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding, and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. Because this is likely the first time you're planning a wedding, you're dealing with a huge learning curve and all the stress that comes with it. There's so much you don't realize you need to know, which is often the cause of what I like to call planning panic. I was in your shoes not that long ago, and because I felt that panic too, in a huge way, I want to help you shorten that learning curve to take the overwhelm out of planning and to make it as fun and as stress-free as possible. So my goal with this podcast is to give you all the tools and education you need so you could plan your wedding with ease. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for being here. I encourage you to go back through past episodes, subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher, and you could follow us over at stepbystepweddingprep.com. If you know anyone who's getting married, I ask that you please share this with them. And if this podcast is one that's truly been helping you, I'd love for you to leave a review. It would really mean a lot. So today we're going to be talking about what you need to know to plan your fall wedding. Now, you're probably thinking, Felicia, this is the beginning of spring, not fall. Why in the world are you talking about fall weddings now? And that's a good question, but I'll tell you why. If you had a wedding planned for now and had to reschedule, you might have rescheduled for this fall, or the fall might be a season that you're thinking of rescheduling too. Or if you're planning a fall wedding for next year, now would be the time you would start planning for that. So, see, quarantine brain hasn't set in yet, at least not when it comes to helping you. So I need to start off by saying that I absolutely adore the fall, especially in upstate New York and the Hudson Valley. I got married in the fall and we chose the fall because not only is the weather and foliage so beautiful, but my husband and I both have fall birthdays. And actually, a little fun fact is that our birthdays are a day apart from each other in early October. So it was only fitting that we got married in the fall. In fact, we got married 4 days after my birthday, so we celebrated two birthdays and a wedding in the span of 1 week. It was crazy, but so much fun. I also have to say that if you want a fall wedding, you're not the only one. In fact, for quite some time now, September and fall weddings have outnumbered summer weddings, particularly June weddings, which was traditionally the most popular wedding month for many, many years. So the fall is definitely becoming the most popular season for weddings. But not only do couples want to get married in the fall, but it seems like everyone, everywhere wants to do things in the fall, whether it be events or travel, you know, what have you, the fall is where it's at. But when it comes to planning your fall wedding, there are certain mistakes couples make that you need to be aware of. And I want to tell you these things now so that you're prepared and you aren't caught off guard, which always leads to more stress. I don't want you scrambling last minute to book something or do something. I don't want any surprises for you. I want you to know everything ahead of time so you're fully prepared. Okay, so let me start off with some mistakes to avoid for the couples who are rescheduling their wedding for this fall. So the first is waiting too long to make your decision. If you're still thinking about rescheduling your wedding and haven't done so yet, you need to make a decision fast and start replanning now. And I say this not to scare you, but to make you aware of what's happening. You're now, for lack of a better term, in quote competition with every other couple who's rescheduling. You need to work with your vendors and your venue to try to reschedule your wedding into available spots that aren't already taken by other couples who either already scheduled or had booked months or even years ahead of time. So spots can be very limited, and you'll need to be flexible if you want a fall wedding this year. If you haven't already, I encourage you to take a listen to show number 8, where we talk about what to do if you need to reschedule your wedding. And that show goes over everything for you. So if you haven't listened to that show yet, definitely check it out. The second mistake some couples make is assuming the marriage license is still valid. If you already got your marriage license for your wedding that would have taken place in the spring, and you're going to be rescheduling that to a couple months from now, you're going to have to reapply for one. Marriage licenses are only good, at least in New York State, for a limited amount of time, which will have lapsed by the time you reschedule. So you need to be aware of that, because you can plan everything you want to the very last detail, but without that piece of paper, nothing's going to happen. Lastly, if you're rescheduling for the fall of this year and you have everything rescheduled and booked, a mistake could be assuming all will go as planned. Now, it may, but just be aware that the future right now is very uncertain and you need to just go with the flow. And I know that is a lot easier said than done, and you've already rescheduled once, so the thought of possibly having to do that again can make you ill. But we're living in uncertain times, and the quicker you can embrace that and accept that and not fight it, the less stress you'll be in the long run. I promise you. Now, I want to talk to those who maybe have rescheduled for next fall or who have possibly just gotten engaged and always originally planned to have a fall wedding next year. So now we're talking fall 2021. So again, like I mentioned before, the future is unknown. We all want to think and assume our lives will be back to normal by then. And I mean, it is a year and a half away, but who knows? You know, the way we do weddings altogether might change completely. So just like after 9/11, we started living with new rules and procedures, the same may be true going forward now. But let's just assume things are as normal as they can be by the fall of 2021. So first, if you haven't booked your fall wedding yet, the same rule I mentioned before applies here. Do it now. Vendors and venues book up incredibly fast. And yes, this may mean you may have to wait up to a year and a half to book your date, because fall of 2021 is a year and a half from now. But trust me, the more time you have on your side, the better. I had an almost 2-year engagement, and while sometimes it felt like the date would never come, in hindsight, I was so thankful and grateful for all the time we had, because I never felt rushed. Well, I felt rushed in the beginning, because it's a dance to try to make sure all your vendors and your venue are available for the date you want. But once those were all booked, I never felt rushed because I had so much time on my side. I feel like a mistake many couples make is wanting to get married right now. But the sense of needing to do it right now is really what causes a lot of the stress. Don't do that to yourself, please. You deserve better and deserve to have fun planning. It's not always as stressful as couples think. So another mistake you might make is not taking into consideration what else is going on in your town or area in the fall. In the Hudson Valley, we're surrounded by a ton of colleges. And guess what they all do in the fall? They have homecoming weekend, alumni weekend, parents weekend, maybe they have big football games. You also have to take into consideration tourists. If you live in a part of the country like we do that attracts the leaf peepers, or people who come into town for the weekend to view the foliage or scenery, or they come in to do farm tours or go pumpkin picking or apple picking, you're also having to take that into consideration. Now, What do college homecomings and tourists have to do with your wedding? Absolutely nothing. Unless you're looking for lodging for your guest, which I assume you probably are. If you thought wedding venues and vendors book up fast, hotels book up just as fast, if not faster. One of the things you need to do as soon as you've secured your date and all your vendors is you need to secure lodging. Don't wait to do this because then I could almost guarantee you'll be stressing out down the line trying to find places for your guests to stay. If you're booking your wedding with a venue that provides lodging, they'll reserve a room block for you as part of the booking process. If you aren't going with a venue that offers that, then you need to book lodging on your own. In any case, you normally get a block of 10 rooms that come with a special discount code. And once those 10 rooms are booked, you can get more, usually another block of 10. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. In most cases, you can only reserve 10 more rooms once the original 10 rooms are booked. So your hotel may give you a cutoff date as well, but let's say it takes 2 months for those original 10 rooms to get booked. 2 months is a long time. So your original room block gets filled and you need 10 more. Well, in those 2 months, you have college alumni and their families booking rooms, you have tourists and visitors booking rooms, and then by the time you need more, there are no rooms left. So now what do you do? Well, here's my recommendation. If you know most of your guests are going to be local, chances are 10 rooms is enough. For me, most of my guests were local, so they all went back to their homes at the end of the night. And I think we only used probably like 8 out of the 10 rooms we were given. So 10 rooms was definitely enough for us. If you know most of your guests are coming in from out of town, or perhaps they really like to party and need a room instead of being out on the road at the end of the night, then book hotel room blocks in maybe 2 or 3 hotels nearby. This way, you can guarantee your guests will have a place to stay, and whatever rooms you don't use, the hotel can put back into circulation for everyone else. So those are my tips for planning your fall wedding. And to recap, if you're rescheduling for fall, you need to book quickly. You're going to need to reapply for your marriage license for the new date because your first one will expire. And you need to keep an open mind for the uncertainty that might lie ahead. If you're booking a fall wedding for next year, or even if you've rescheduled for fall of next year, you need to book quick again and realize that it could mean having a longer engagement than expected, but embrace the wait. Take into consideration everything else that's going on in town during that time and book your lodging sooner than later to ensure all your guests have a place to stay. If you've enjoyed this show or know someone who could really benefit hearing it, please share this with them, subscribe to the show, and leave a comment. If you have a topic or question you'd like covered on the show, definitely send it our way. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at SBS Wedding Prep. And if you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, join us over at Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley at www.weddingconnectionshv.com and on Instagram at WedConnectHV. We'll be back next week with even more amazing wedding planning tips and advice. So until then, happy planning.